Felix Rosado. I've been fighting a death by incarceration sentence for 20 years now, and I'm a member of Right to Redemption, an organization that seeks to change the laws in Pennsylvania so that each person who is serving a death by incarceration sentence can have the opportunity for a parole review. We believe that redemption is an innate human quality that should not be negated. And that's what this sentence does. So I want to thank everyone for showing up to this event, and I believe it's time that we get together to change this. I mean, almost 5,000 men and women in Pennsylvania are serving death by incarceration sentences, and around 50,000 around the country. And although the other death penalty, death by lethal injection or capital punishment, as it's known, gets a lot of scrutiny and attention, a lot more people are dying of death by incarceration, and it's going unnoticed. So we're hoping that that begins to change. I believe that every human being has the potential to change and should have the opportunity to redeem him or herself. And this sentence, the way it currently is, negates that. It's a sentence that in a lot of ways is worse than traditional capital punishment. Death by incarceration is, I believe, the ultimate anti-human prison sentence. The traditional execution, which is really an act of pure revenge, it's pretty clear that that's what it is. It's not really a commentary on the worth of the person, but more so on the severity of the crime. Death by incarceration, on the other hand, is a statement of condemnation, really, against even the possibility that a person might someday in the future, you know, manage to struggle against the odds and become better than the worst thing that he or she has ever done. And so what death by incarceration says is that in no amount of time and with no amount of concerted attempts or efforts can a person change or be rehabilitated or reformed or whatever word we want to use and deserve another chance at living outside of a prison wall or fence. I mean, it's a huge waste of death by incarceration, that is being a huge waste of scarce tax dollars. I mean, you know, we're talking a lot about, you know, not having money for schools and social programs and all these other things that could prevent people from coming to prison in the first place, and yet we're spending a ton of money on incarceration. And at the current rate of incarceration, as it's estimated per person, a person who is confined for 32 years and 3 months costs taxpayers $1 million. And that's not counting inflation or cost escalation associated with aging. So that's a pretty big number. And when we're talking about 5,000 people incarcerated with this sentence in Pennsylvania, we're talking about a lot of millions and a lot of people who've been in prison for decades. I mean, we have the longest incarcerated human being, we think, on the planet, right here at Greaterford. His name is Joe Legion. He's been incarcerated since 1953, which makes 62 years. And it's just ridiculous to believe that incarcerating people this long is serving any kind of public interest or is achieving any kind of public safety. And so I think that's, you know, that's something that we really need to start talking about. And I'm just, you know, really happy that, you know, this movement is being launched. And I think the time is now. The time is definitely now for change. Just, you know, really appreciate everyone coming out today and supporting this effort. Thank you.